Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Batman. Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another epic episode of Ask Drone You.
Epic indeed, Paul. Thank you, everybody, and welcome to episode number 138. We are so glad that you're with us. As always, we appreciate it more than you'll ever know.
That is so true. And today, we've got a pretty good question.
Hi, gentlemen. I'm in negotiations with the University of Denver to fly a demo mission over one of the on-campus game fields. I'll be carrying full liability insurance, will not fly over any people, and the site is several miles from the nearest airport. My question is, will I need TFR or any special approval from the FAA, and is there anything else I need to consider? Thanks.
So I thought, you know, the best way to really answer this question, Rob, is to talk to one of our members who just did this.
Who's out there doing this right now.
So why don't we go ahead and just give him a call?
Let's do that. It'll be fun.
I love calling people.
Yes, you're on the phone a lot, so apparently you do.
I can actually answer my phone on my wrist now.
Yeah.
Hey, Vic, how's it going, bud?
Good. I don't think you're going to need any problem at all, or he's going to need anything. He's got to get the okay from the DU, and that should be it.
So, Vic, you mentioned when you were at the University of Colorado in Boulder, you had to get approvals from various entities. Why is that different?
Well, the airport is because I was only 2.5 miles from the airport, or 3.5 miles from the airport.
Okay.
So, in theory, I just needed notification, and I did. So, the other thing is that, you know, Boulder is, like everybody else, CU is just unsure of exactly what the initial or what the technical steps are. So I had to walk them through the process, and they just wanted to make sure everybody was happy with all the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
Gotcha.
That was really the biggest issue was just the time involved and the number of emails that were sent back and forth. At one point, I think there were, I'd have to double check, I think there were 7 different people being copied on the same emails. So you send that out, then you get answers back from 3 of the 7, and then, you know, then you got to put those fires out and all that stuff.
So what you're saying...
If he was doing it at CU, I could just tell him who to call.
So you're saying with your I's dotted and your T's crossed, you just had to explain the legalities to them, if I'm hearing that correctly?
Yep.
Okay.
Legalities of FAA stuff, you know, legalities obviously in quotation marks.
Case law.
And they just wanted their fears subsided, basically. That's all they really wanted. And it wasn't so much the people that I was talking to, it was the people in charge of them. They didn't want to get the people that are their higher ups upset about something. So it was more along the lines of making them feel okay about the whole thing, that way their bosses would get upset about anything.
Gotcha.
So maybe it's just misinformation and unknown exactly what needs to be done.
Okay, so if you were Chris, Vic, would you, so and he's obviously got a contact over there, what would you say to that contact? Would you encourage that contact to figure out if there's anybody else that should know about it, or how should he go about that?
They'll need to notify security, or have him notify security. And what Chris needs to do is have whoever he's doing the demo for, I'm assuming it's for a professor, or one of the schools there. Have his contact security and say, this is what's going on, what do you need from me? And that was basically the first steps that started the whole, you know, ball rolling for the CU demo I did.
Okay, you get the can of worms open and just figure out what all the worms are.
Yeah, figure out which worms you need to squash and go from there.
Hey, well, thank you, Vic, appreciate it.
Cool. Absolutely. Let me know when the podcast comes up.
So, I mean, that seems to answer everything that he may need to do. It really comes down to contacting the right people on site and ensuring, hey, we need to make sure security knows about this. Grounds is not going to freak out. Just want to make sure that everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about communication, which I think everybody understands that that's the case when you're doing this kind of thing. Talk to the right people, and probably he's got a contact. Ask that contact, who do you think we should let know? You can suggest people, as Vic was mentioning, certainly security being one of those. But beyond that, if you've done that and you've kind of put the onus on them, if there's anybody else they think should know, fine, go do that. But if not, then he should be good to go.
Absolutely. He should be good to go. And you know what? I applaud this guy because he's doing the right thing here, Rob.
Absolutely.
He's asking the right questions. You know, he's going to the right people. The other thing I want to make sure, I know where DU kind of is, and it makes me wonder how far he is from Centennial Airport. Because if he's within 5 miles, he does need to contact the tower. But here's the key thing, Chris. You do not need to seek permission from the tower. You just need to give them a few pieces of information.
And that's a very important point.
It is.
Don't even ask for approval.
No,
don't make that statement.
Correct. You're not asking for approval. You just say you want to notify them. You have a flight coming up. You're not going to go over this certain elevation that you are doing a demonstration. You don't need to tell them why. It's not important. You just need to give them the location and elevation and what time. That way they're notified, everything will be okay.
Yeah.
That would be my only questionable thing on this entire question.
So basically get online, measure your distance of that field to the airport.
Correct.
And make a decision.
Yeah, you know, Google Maps is such an easy feature to do that with the little, I think it's the ruler.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, and you just click where the airport is, and it's the edge of the airport. It doesn't have to be in the middle of the airport or whatever.
It's not the snack bar in the middle of the...
Which is funny, though, because if you look at some of the DJI no-fly zones, mm-hmm. they put it in the smack middle of every airport. So at 1.5 miles, you could be, like, outside of Terminal 1 or 2 at LAX.
Right.
It is truly, truly funny. And Chris, thank you so much for asking this question. And I mean, that's what we're here for, right? Is helping people out and doing what they love and making sure they're doing it right.
Absolutely. And then taking this information out to all the listeners, because I could foresee a person thinking, I'm just going to this field. It's not a big deal. It's a demo and maybe not going through all the right steps. When in fact, it's a good idea to do that and just get in the habit of doing that.
Absolutely. Guys, that's going to do it for us today. Don't forget, we've got a great webinar coming up. We've solved our webinar issues so that way Vic Moss can give you the most detailed information on how to edit your photos. And it's funny, this guy, Vic, he just won an award for HDR photography from United Technologies, which is a huge, huge thing. And most people look at his aerials and they have no idea it's a GoPro. Mm-hmm. And in fact, this morning when we were going over our webinar practice, I learned something new.
Yeah, in like about 3 seconds of him doing some work, yeah.
Literally. You know, and this is going to be all on Photoshop CC. For you guys who are Creative Cloud clients, this will be really good for you. It'll be a lot of great information. And it's, you know, this is really how you take your price point from, say, $5, $10, $15 per photo to $100, $200, $300 per photo.
And if you want to see some of his work, which is phenomenal, go to his website, which is mossphotography.biz. And you'll see how good he is, and you're going to want to be on this webinar.
You definitely are, guys. And thank you so much for listening in. Don't forget to ask your questions at Ask Drone U. But that's going to do it for us today, Rob.
Absolutely.
My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.